Let's return to This Week in America. Here's your host, Rick Bratton.
Welcome back, everybody, coast to coast, This Week in America. It's a case that remains one of the country's most perplexing mysteries, the Atlanta child murders. 1979, Atlanta was shaken to its core when 29 African-American children were kidnapped and murdered. No one was ever tried for the murders. The killer was never confirmed. Decades later, the case remains unsolved. Investigation Discovery's documentary, The Atlanta Child Murders, revisits this emotional chapter in our nation's history. Now, featured in the special is well-known Atlanta radio and television personality Frank Ski, who interviewed the only suspect in the case, Wayne Williams. That interview made national headlines. Frank has been on top of the radio ratings in Atlanta for three decades, also record-breaking ratings in Baltimore, Washington, D.C., known for his ability to connect with the audience. Media personality, motivational speaker, philanthropist, major contributor to the music industry as a DJ and producer, Frank Ski with us to talk about the Atlanta child murders on Investigation Discovery, premiering Saturday, March 23rd, 9 Eastern Pacific, on Investigation Discovery. Frank, welcome to the program. It's a pleasure to have you with us.
Thank you very much. I appreciate it, Rick.
This is such an important documentary, not only for the city of Atlanta, for the nation. And I want to focus on Wayne Williams here in the beginning. He was never on trial directly for the murders of the children, but indirectly, he was put on trial for the entire Atlanta murder case, wasn't he?
Listen, this is the craziest part of it, Rick, is the fact that every jurisdiction around the city of Atlanta had their own investigations going on. The GBI comes in, takes over all the investigations, and shuts down the local investigations at the local level in all of these police departments. They peg one guy, Wayne Williams, for murdering two adult men. Now, he goes to trial for murdering these two adult men. After the trial is done and he gets convicted, he then is pegged with the murders of the other 28 children. They never went to trial on the cases of the children, but the GBI said it fit Wayne's pattern, and they put all the murders on him.
And if you ask most people today in their recollection of the Atlanta child murders is, yeah, they got their guy in Wayne Williams. He reached out to you after he was incarcerated and wanted to talk to you. Talk about that experience, because you have a unique perspective actually sitting there listening to his words, looking into his eyes as he's talking to you. What was that like for you?
You know, interesting, Rick, is that when I went to the jail, I went into the library to conduct this interview. My camera crew is in there. I walk in. There's a person that runs the library. There's a security guard, and there's a frail little guy who's sweeping the floor. They asked me if I'm ready, and I said, I'm just waiting on Wayne. And they said, there he is right there, the guy that was sweeping the floor. And the first thing that came to my mind was, how did this little guy strangle these adult men that he's charged with murdering? Second, how did he stop his car in a matter of seconds, get out, pull out a dead body that weighs more than him, lift it up over a wall, dump it into the river, jump back in his car, and get to the other side of a bridge that's only the span of a river before the police that were staked out on both sides saw him do this? It doesn't sit well with me.
Obviously, some skepticism there. The public jumped to him as a culprit. Was that because it was nobody else was in the picture, nobody else had been arrested? This was sort of the easy one to accuse.
You know, interesting, that's a good question. He was the only suspect that they brought to the table, or police had. That was true. The interesting thing that people don't know, and they will find out, Wayne Williams was a very popular guy. He had in his house, back then, in 1980, a radio station, bootleg radio station, that he had built. He had a recording studio that he had built, and he was in search of trying to find the next supergroup. He was part of talent shows. People knew who he was. He was always in the neighborhoods, and he fit the profile of somebody that could sneak in and out of neighborhoods, and nobody would ever question. That's one of the reasons. But the other piece of it is, Wayne Williams was sort of like the guy back in the day. There was a TV show called Night Stalker, and this guy was a investigator for the newspaper and would go out and investigate these creepy murders. Well, Wayne Williams did that on his spare time, too. He took his camera and was selling pictures to the newspaper. So he was always at the murdered sites when they were finding the bodies and taking pictures. So the GBI used all of that in saying, this is our guy. He's close to the community. He's always at the scene of a crime. He fits the profile. And all of this will be said on the Discovery ID Network when they talk about these murders.
Yeah, we're talking about the documentary, The Atlanta Child Murders Investigation Discovery, premieres Saturday, March 23rd, 9 Eastern Pacific. Frank Ski, one of those featured Atlanta radio television personality, with us on the program. Let's talk a little bit about what we're going to see in the documentary, in the film. I understand some new perspectives, some new evidence, as well as some new perspectives, something that we've not heard from before.
You know, when you get a chance and you really see this, you'll really understand that back then they did not have the same technology, obviously, that we have now. They didn't have DNA technology. It was very early on in the way that they do technology in figuring out murders, using fibers, hair fibers, dog hairs, all of these things. They paint a good picture because they talk about the fact that the carpet that was in Wayne Williams' room was rare. It wasn't really rare. We have the carpet factories right outside the city of Atlanta as you go into North Carolina. All of these things you'll see, but the difference is if they were to do it today, you would probably have a different result. And the other part of it is if they had investigated many of these kids' murders, you would find out that they actually don't fit the profile of Wayne Williams, which is why, Rick, many of the murders that were happening at that time were not put on the list. There were many other children that were murdered that weren't put on this list, many of them girls, because in order to make this profile stick to Wayne Williams, it had to look a certain way. That's part of the controversy.
And we'll see that in the Investigation Discovery Special, The Atlanta Child Murders. I got about a minute left in the program. What impact has this had, not only in the city of Atlanta that I talked about, but on you? You've been there basically from the beginning following this. Will we start to maybe see a little resolution during this, watching the film?
One of the people that I interviewed when I went in to do this was Chief Lewis Graham, who was the police chief of DeKalb County. Lewis Graham, when the case was opened, was the police chief in the city of, he was the police investigator, sorry, for the city of Atlanta. He believed the murders were happening because it was gang initiation with a gang that had moved into the city. He never thought it was Wayne Williams. Wayne Williams was very popular, and many of the people, including the mayor, knew Wayne personally. So Chief Graham, once I played a piece of that interview and I went to interview him, he actually opened up the cases again in DeKalb County. Unfortunately, he passed away before they were finished, and the new police chief closed it based upon budgetary constraints. The other part of it is many people in the city don't believe Wayne did it because they saw somebody else. They saw other people. They saw something different, and the police never really went to them to get their comments or their stories. The only people that were upset with me were the old guard of Atlanta that was in charge during that time. They were upset, saying I was opening up old wounds. But I will leave you with this, Rick. Imagine your child goes to school and doesn't come home from elementary school. So you call the police. The police tell you, oh, we got to give it a few days. He's probably just a runaway. They never come to your house. They never take a statement. Soon, you see a body being pulled out the water. They ask you to come and identify it. It's your child. They still never come to your house, never ask you questions, never do an investigation. Wayne Williams is on trial for killing two adult men. He gets convicted. And then they say, we're going to put all of these kids on with Wayne because it fits the profile. Do you really feel like you have closure?
No, and we hear that from some of the families. on its must-see TV, The Atlanta Child Murders Investigation Discovery, premiering Saturday, March 23rd, 9 Eastern Pacific. Frank Ski, Atlanta media personality, with us on the program, featured in the documentary. Frank, thank you so much for being with us on the program. We'll be watching Investigation Discovery this Saturday.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome. You're listening to This Week in America online, thisweekinamerica.us.
You're listening to This Week in America with Rick Bratton. More after this.